Well, hello, everyone. This kind of came up kind of fast, didn't it? I just want to share with you a little bit that which is surprising when I got the information and had the opportunity to read your affirmation, that it fit. The first thing God gave me when I was asked in February, and I prayed about it and said, what should I talk about? And he told me love. And when I got the information the other day and read the affirmation, I said, I get it now, God. I get it now. So I am standing before you for a purpose, because I believe that God does everything for a reason and everything has the right timing. So the message that I have today will actually be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm going to read the first 8 verses. And it says, and I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation, and it says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels but did not love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clinging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but did not love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and sacrificed my body, I would boast about it. But if I did not love others, I would gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged, and it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages, they will fade, but love will last forever. When you think about love, most people for the first time always thinks about the mushy, romantic love. But there's so many different types of love. But as human beings, what we are called to operate in on a daily basis is the one love that is spoken of here in 1 Corinthians. And that is agape love. That is a love for community. That is a love that is selfless. That is a love that is concerned about everyone. As I went through and began, because I have to do a whole bunch of research about love, and I read all the different types, there's actually 8 types of love, which is amazing. But the one that I am talking about today is the agape love. We love our family, we love our children, we love our neighbors, but all of those different loves are based off of reciprocity. They're all based off of, what can I give you? What can you give me? And it's conditional. But agape love, the love that is selfless, the love that talks about being fearless, the love that pushes you to do something even when you're afraid to do it, the love that causes you to do things even when you don't want to do it, that's the love I'm talking about. It's the love that pushed Malcolm. It's the love that pushed Martin. It's the love that pushed Malala, and the love that pushed Marshall and Harvey. It's that type of love that pushed us into action. We have to have that kind of love in order to be able to move forward into doing anything that creates community and inclusion. Otherwise, it's not love. And we're operating in selflessness. And so what we see now in the community and what we see now, right now at this time in this world, is people operating on everything opposite of what we were created for. We were born to love. Our love was meant to push. I'm a mover, so if I start moving around, I do apologize. Our love was meant to push us into action. As a mother, when you first have that baby, you love that baby so much that you sacrifice your sleep. You sacrifice your health. You sacrifice everything that you are to care for that child. So when you begin to operate and move in the love that God has given you, you will sacrifice fear. You will sacrifice judgment, hatred, to do what is right. And when I read the affirmation, I said, oh my goodness. So I feel like today I have been sent here just to send a reminder to you all to remember to move and to operate in the love that you were called to move in. That love is what pushes you to be concerned about your neighbors, to be concerned about whether the world is happy and healthy and whole, to be concerned about whether your neighbor is included or not excluded. That's what we are called to be. The word of love and it being patient and it being kind. You can't do that if you're fearful. There's no patience in being afraid. When you're afraid, it's chaotic. And when you're afraid, you're definitely not kind. When you're afraid and when you're angry, you operate and you don't move in the wisdom that has been given to you as a human being. We have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to move the way that we need to move, to interact with individuals on a daily basis, to make them feel included. But if we are in ourselves fearful and not having peace and always angry, we will not be able to operate in the love that we are called to operate in. And it says, love never gives up. And it always hopes, always hopes. I am grateful to be able to walk, even though the world looks the way that it looks. I am grateful to walk in love and hoping and knowing that something better is coming. Something better is going to happen. Love creates faith in believing that the next day will be better than any other day. It creates a faith in believing that the next person deserves the same thing that I deserve. Regardless of skin, race, gender, we all deserve the same thing. And that is what we are brought here for. That is why we are born and that why we are walking on this earth. It doesn't mean a utopia. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have issues and we're not going to have problems. But if we walk in that innate love, it overrules and overrides the fears that chokes out your wisdom. Because when you're fearful, you don't think straight and you don't make the right decisions and you react in a way that does not make any sense sometimes. But when we take a moment and reflect that everything that I am supposed to be doing is meant to be operational in love. Love is just not an emotion that makes you feel good. It's something that causes you to move in action. The same thing when you're fearful or something happens, your brain automatically responds. Just like if you put your hand on a hot stove, your brain tells you it's hot. Move it. But when you begin to operate in love, your heart will tell you whether it's right or wrong. If you're listening. So I would admonish you, and this is the very first time that I've ever been this fast, but I will admonish you to operate in love in every circumstance in your life, in every area of your life. Everything that you do, whether it be going to the grocery store, ask God, ask to open your eyes to see love so you can be able to see someone in need, so you can be able to see someone that you may be able to show that love to. This is what I ran on, honestly. They asked me, and I said, it may sound silly to you, but I run for love. Only because I care. Because if I did not love, I wouldn't care about you. I would not care whether you're happy, healthy, or whole, have everything that you need. We wouldn't care if we did not operate in love. But we must get to a place where we have love for everyone and everything. When we love people, when we love the universe, when we love where we live, we want to make sure that it's healthy. We want to make sure that it is thriving. That is what love is. And when you move in love, there's nothing greater than that. You find peace. You find joy. They come together hand in hand. Love, when you love, you have peace. When you love, you have joy. When you love, you have wisdom, because you're not clouded by chaos. Chaos brings fear. Chaos brings anger. And it stirs up emotions that make you forget about the person next to you. So today, I ask you just to remember, if you get angry about something, remember, it's okay to get angry, but remember to love. Don't move in anger. Move in love. Thank you.